Track 3.9.
Hello, everyone. It's great to see so many of you here today. Well, I'm what's called a foreign correspondent. That means that I'm a reporter for my newspaper who reports on things that are happening abroad. So, of course, I spend a lot of time away from home. I travel around the world and I try to tell readers at home what's going on in other places. I'm here today to answer your questions, so I hope you have lots of them. Where should we start? Ah, the young man in the front row.
Do you travel to dangerous places?
Yes. Sometimes you go to a war zone, for example, because to get a really good story, you have to get close to the action. And sometimes the action is in a place where there's fighting, and that's dangerous, of course. But often it's more dangerous for the local people who help me. Drivers, translators, even the people who arrange interviews for me. I might stay in the country for a few days or weeks, and then I come home. But they stay there, because that's where they live, and it's not always easy for them. But you asked me if my job was dangerous, and yes, it is some of the time.
So why do you do it?
Good question. Well, I do it because I think it's important and helpful. And of course, it's exciting. It's very, very exciting. And in a way, you get hooked on it. I mean, I can't imagine working in an office, sitting behind a desk every day.
How do you prepare for each story?
Well, you have to know quite a lot about the place you're going to. You have to spend time reading and talking to people and finding things out. And depending where you're going, sometimes you have to train physically. You know, you might be in a desert or up some mountains, so you have to be fit. For one story I did where I had to follow the army in the Sahara, I had 2 weeks of training with an army instructor. He asked me to run 10 kilometres with a heavy pack on my back. I didn't like that much.
What is the most difficult part of your job?
Right, well, I'd say the most difficult part is trying to be objective. You know, to write about what you see and not what you think you see or what you want to see. And sometimes people think your report isn't a fair representation of the facts. In one country, I'm not going to say which one, I sent a report to my newspaper and the government of that country didn't like it and they asked me to leave. And so I left, of course.
Would you recommend your job to other people?
Oh, yes, absolutely. I mean, it isn't for everyone. Just now someone asked me why I do it, and it's not the first time I've heard that question. But it's a fantastic job. I love it and feel very privileged to have the opportunity to do the work I do.